You are now listening to great songs about nothing good.
Doctor. And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
And that's why I think Captain and Tennille are like musical innovators, but no, that's just one of many opinions. Oh, hello. This is Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a lot to get down to, so let's get down to it right away with a song that Russell Crowe has said is one of his favorites, and I tell you no lies.
Liquidator. We got a roof.
it's one of those bands that really should have done more. Forget that part always. That's Harvey Danger, one of those bands that really should have done more, because Flagpole said it is, in fact, fantastic. And honestly, the entirety of Where Have All the Merrymakers Gone is, it's one of the great albums of that decade. It just got subsumed in all the other tastes floating around at that time. But a song on their follow-up album, Little Round Mirrors, is fantastic and was featured on the show Californication, which is less so. But Californication is no longer around, and neither is Harvey Danger, but, well, you know, we still have those albums and those horrible repeats on Netflix. What was I saying? Yes. We also had Joe Strummer and Mescaleros, Rudy Can't Fail, Act in Concert, one of his final gigs, Liquidator by Tommy McCook and the Supersonics, and we start off with Albert Hammond, the Free Electric Band, so on and so forth. And let's see. I haven't played the Dubliners in a while, so play the Dubliners and a few other songs. But there's going to be a boring, sonorous lecture for me afterwards, so, you know, get ready for that.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home I started, left the girls and two, and nearly broken hearted, saluted Father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn and leaf, for I was born, got a stout MacLeod, the banished ghost and goblets, a brand new pair of brogues to rot the love of the bogs and frighten all the dogs on the rocky road. It's a double of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt ahead and turn and down the rocky road, and all the ways to double and wife for all the dogs. In Mullingar the night I rested limb so weary, started by daylight next morning late, and there he took a drop of the pure to keep me heart and shrink, and that's the paddy's cure. When there is up for drinking, they hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, to touch a heart above, and he asked me was I hired and wages I required, till I was almost tired of the rocky road. It's a double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt a hare and turn them down the rocky road, and all the way to double and might fall all the day. In double and next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of Dufferin City. Then I took a stroll all among the quality on the lip of stowel, in a neat locality something crossed me mind, when I looked behind, no bundle could I find upon me stick of water, and inquiring after the rogue said me cunnus brogue, it wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road. To double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt ahead and turn them down the rocky road, and all the ways to double and might fall all the day. From there I got away, me spirits never fail, and landed on the cage just as the ship was sailing. Captain at me road said that no room hardy, when I jumped aboard the cap and flew for paddy down among the pigs, did some hearty rigs and played some hearty jigs. The water ruined me bubbling when I fell the head, I wished myself was dead or better far instead. On the rocky road to double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to hair and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to double and might fall all the down. The boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself the fool, I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil, temper I was new as impure old air. They began abusing Harami, so well says I'm a shillelagh, I'll apply. Galway boys were by, and so I was a hobbling with the low hooray, the giant in the affray quickly clear the way for the rocky road. It's a double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt a hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to double and back for Lullida.
Then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me, Bugle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One word more for signal token, whistle up the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, with your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Out of many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Murmurs ran along the valleys like the banshee's lonely croon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. There beside the singing river, that dark mass of men was seen. Far above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Dead to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching tune. And our army buys for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Clancy Brothers and Tommy Mankum with The Rising of the Moon, Thin Lizzy Whiskey in the Jar, and the Dubliners, Rocky Road to Dublin. Three great songs, but why did I play them? Well, I think you know why. Because on Sunday, it's Evacuation Day if you are a civil servant in Suffolk County. But yes, it's also St. Patrick's Day. So I'm just going to say this. My show is a humble show, but also has a vast intelligence network. So if I hear anything about you going out and acting the fool, then don't bother to show up next week. Take that crap over to those barely sentient bipeds on WEEI. If you should go out on Sunday, you know, for God's sake, tip your wait staff what they're worth and don't be a jerk about it. All right. Now let's go to another PSA, the legally mandated PSA, and it's about Balkan Music Night, for the Balkans are a powder keg, or so my history textbooks told me when we got to the unit on World War I. Anyway, Balkan Music Night, Saturday, March 16th. Balkan Music Night is the Bosnia area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from southeastern Europe. The 34th annual Balkan Music Night will be held on March 16th, 2019, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, Hungary, Macedonia, Serbia, and more, performed by master musicians and bands from near and far. So I think any of you hoping to hear marching music from the former Yugoslavia, maybe SOL. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are part of the fun. It all starts at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at 51 Walden in Concord, Mass. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com. And one last announcement. Early in the week, it was International Women's Day. I have nothing of interest to say about it because I am, after all, the world's most boring man. So I will instead turn the controls of the tower over to Polystyrene and X-Ray Specs.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Bye. Tarquin likes football. watch The Last Football. So why don't you watch football? Well done!
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones with The Rascal King. Before that, we had Idols, Well Done, from their first album, Brutalism, which came out in 2017, and their new album, Joy is an Act of Resistance, came out not too long ago. In fact, it was this year. And I cannot say enough about how fantastic Idols are and how excited I am to see where their career will take them. It's a perfect antithesis to all the stereotypes of brooding machismo BS in punk, and they're just fantastic. And what are you doing listening to me? Listen to them. And we also had the Breeders, Cannonball, and X-Ray Specs with O Bondage up yours from Germ-Free Adolescence, the anthology. And as we charge headlong and foolishly into our home stretch, the Hold Steady. They have not released a new album in a few years since Teeth Dreams, which was quite a good album. But they've been busy releasing a bunch of singles, and this new one came out this week, I believe. Yep, they're going to be at the House of Blues. That show is sold out. But Craig Finn has a new album coming out soon. He's going to be at the Sinclair. I do not believe that is sold out, but I am most likely wrong. Anyway, here's a new one by Hold Steady.
Forever trying to find some other bank machine that wasn't gonna hit me with a service fee. I just remembered it was January 2nd, 'cause everyone was throwing out their Christmas tree. I can't even figure out whoever's in the party house. I'm out here on the front lawn with the head wounds. Yeah, sure, you're gonna move out to the city. Forgive me if I don't believe you. I never did believe you. In the gardens of the trees were strung with speakers. They drowned us in the hiss of tambourines. I stumbled on some stunning new sincerity. It was the first time that I really felt the speed. Last time that she talked to me. I didn't realize when I scouted the location that I was standing with a new man. And of course he made a joke about the jumpsuit when the band went into caravan. That's the kind of clever that gets her at the buzzer. That I was buzzing up the wrong tree. I wasn't half as bad as what she must have thought I was the last time that she talked to me. The last time that she talked to me. Existence is ever on exhibit. Tell the curator to emphasize the tape machine. 'Cause that's what she was sitting on when we finally started kissing on the last time that she talked to me. In the entrance there was barely any mention that the armies were amassing in the streets. The lingering suspicions of a million Hare Krishnas hissing from the speakers in the trees. In the kitchen there were signs that she was slipping. Someone saw her breaking off the tape machine. All they said was that the clicks were in her head. It was the last time that she talked to me.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to be better far than you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest to
to be willing to die so that honor and justice may live. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this, that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Does anyone need another faulty shuttle? Last enough to the moon, Venus or Mars? Does anybody need another self-righteous rock singer whose nose, he said, has led him straight to God? Does anyone need yet another blank skyscraper? If you're like me, I'm sure man, a miracle will do. A flaming sword, or maybe a gold arc floating up the Hudson. When you spin the wind, it comes right back at you. Starman, go and say to the devil, Starman, go and stay to hell, Starman, go to the devil, Starman, 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 hell yeah,
Instant Karma by John Lennon, Straw Man by Lou Reed, The Impossible Dream by Frank Sinatra, and the Hold Steady's new single, The Last Time That She Talked to Me. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. I have to go out the door, but you shouldn't, because the Desperate Hours are imminent and all-consuming, so stick around for that. Instead of the usual closing music, I'll close with a song by the Pogues, but again, I implore you, if you're going out at all this weekend, especially on Sunday, do not be a jerk to people, and don't be that guy or that gal or that person who does not correspond to the binary, because we all loathe that particular individual. And if you're looking for something nice and quiet to do on St. Patrick's Day, might I suggest watching The Commitments on Netflix? It is a fine film and a fine book. Anyway, that's it for me. Until next week, stay hydrated.
Good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done were ones of wits, some memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night. Good night.